Frunzo, MU by Melissa Urban. Kiss, Marry or Kill, 53. This is my weekly series for subscribers only, where I'll share things that caught my eye this week in a fun and flirty way. Kiss, a sustainable way marry, or a not so good way kill. And yes, this trendy game is technically F*** marry or kill, but we run a family-friendly-ish show around here. I can't remember where I first saw this book, but I love books about books, so it seemed a natural choice. This one was so inventive. It explored where I could be headed, the conflict many of us feel about the technology, and what counts as real. In a highly integrated world of AI, a librarian named Echo moves to the People's Library, where readers can check out virtual people to have a conversation. You can talk with Mozart, Anne Frank, Copernicus, or Madame Curie. How exciting, but powerful men have much bigger plans for the library, and Echo is caught in the middle. I found the premise fascinating, the characters so richly developed, and the moral and ethical dilemmas presented incredibly relatable. It's scary to think we're not that far off, and even more unsettling that I was asking myself what would I have done. This is an older book, 2017, and I thought I'd read it. When it came up on Libby, I realized I had not, and borrowed it on audiobook. I wasn't sure if I'd stick with it, as the first hour was a little unexciting and odd, but I'm so glad I did. Elena is an unusual and particular woman who struggles with social cues, empathy, and tact. I found her abrasive and annoying at the start, then one small event completely changes the trajectory of her life. As we get to know Elena better, I found her nothing short of endearing and realized there is so much more to her story. The author unfolds her story so beautifully and with such care. I like books that hurt a little, and Elena Oliphant does so in a most tender manner. She is now one of my favorite characters of all time, seriously, and I will recommend this book to anyone who needs a heartwarming story right now, which is all of us, right? Also, when I was in the middle of both of these books, I thought it interesting that both protagonists were portrayed as standoffish, cold, and tactless in the real world, while the reader is allowed to see their vulnerabilities, doubts, and fears. Then I realized that the People's Library also features a character with the last name Oliphant. It's not a common last name. It felt like a nudge from the universe that my instincts on the link between these two was spot on. Also, you must get this in audio format. It's one of the best narrations I've heard.